most artists might dream of doing what Yvonne Chang does. The Indonesian-born Hawaii artist has, for years, made a living from her work. Her paintings are often in the public eye. Her large-scale canvases feature Polynesian women, often languid and dreamy. Tonight, eyes will be on her work in a solo show. It's part of the first Friday offerings at the Hawaii State Art Museum. And Yvonne Chang is in our studio with us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. You have long been fascinated with Hawaiian women and Hawaiian women's faces. How did that start?
When I first moved to Hawaii, which is in the 60s, I ended up at somewhere in the country where they had a luau, and these big Hawaiian women came on and danced the hula, and it was in a natural environment. And I got totally fascinated that despite their size, how incredibly graceful they were. And looking at their faces, there was this peacefulness in their face and their hands and their feet. And I just became fascinated with it.
You paint them a lot. I won't say almost exclusively, but they show up in your work so much and in a very large scale. Is that because you looked at them relative to the size of them physically and replicated that, or because you were trying to make a different kind of statement by making a very large canvas?
Well, I like working large canvases because, let's face it, you know, it's easier to fit a large figure in the canvases. But what I am trying to do is to show that the Western idea of beauty is so different than the Polynesian idea of beauty. It's not so much physical, but what they, how they move and their dance and their facial expressions. There is a gentleness in them.
There seems to be also more than just gentleness when you look at some of the faces and some of the emotions that you can almost feel as you walk by some of these canvases. What do you feel when you look at these faces?
There's a strength, a quiet strength in them. And it's hard for me to really put it into words. I just paint what I see and what I feel. And I usually leave it up to the other person, what they see in it.
Yeah. When you walk by a lot of your canvases, one of the things that one would notice is your use of color. Not bright color, but more earthy color.
Yeah, I like earthy colors. And it's because of my batik. When I first came here, I took batik classes at the Bishop Museum. And they're natural dyes, Inco dyes. And my batik teacher just gave us the main colors. And you had to kind of make your own mixtures. Fortunately, when I was growing up in Indonesia, I learned how to do that. So this is why I learned how to do the mix different colors to get different nuances. And since I like the earthy colors, so I stuck with it.
And the shading that you do with color and how you're able to create that earthiness and yet at the same time a very compelling palette. You mix all of your own colors?
Yes, most of the times. You know, I don't use straight colors. There is a richness, a certain richness, I think, if you mix your colors. Because they're not quite the color, but yet they are the color. You know, but there is a certain depth in them.
You mentioned your growing up in Indonesia, where there's a lot of batik, and watching women painstakingly trying to make these beautiful patterns. It's amazingly meticulous work. Some of those patterns find evidence in your work, but not necessarily in the same sort of painstaking way in which you do, because it's just, it's labor intensive. Yeah. But in general, your fascination with textiles and patterns comes from seemingly very different places in the world.
Well, my paintings, they all are the classic Hawaiian tapa patterns. But I've always been fascinated in patterns, colors, and how to use them. And I'm always looking around, and it just is naturally. It comes natural.
When you talk about coming naturally, some say, too, that that is exactly what would describe what happens when you get around children. And having seen you in the Art in the Schools program once a long time ago, and knowing that you would love to have kids around you and just give them canvases to paint, how do you think we approach kids now with art, and how would you like us to if we're not doing it in that way?
You know, I think now it's so different for younger kids to grow up, because there's TV, there's, you know, it's an entirely different way of growing up. In I think the old time, the beauty of it was, is we learned how to imagine. You know, there were very basic things, but then we learned to look at things in a different way and use our imagination. And it still happens, but a lot of it is, it's immediate. You know, the kids look at TV, and it's immediate. It's like watching cartoons. It's more what other people show them instead of, like in the old days, there were a lot of crafts. You know, you create your own environment. And sometimes I think that nowadays children lose a lot in creating things from simple, you know, from simple starts.
Including having colors they have to mix.
Yes.
And a canvas, or at least just a piece of paper. Yvonne Chang, thank you so much for coming in. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yvonne Chang is a Hawaii-based artist whose work focuses on Polynesian women. She'll be one of the artists featured tonight during First Friday at the Hawaii State Art Museum.